Breeze, thanks so much for the time. How did it feel to get your first game under your belt after what's been a wild year and a half or so?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been a crazy journey. And it's funny, you know, it's like my first start, obviously. But for me, we were able to scrimmage Hobart in the spring, which was a really good opportunity for our football team. And, like, to be honest, that felt like my first start. And then we had a scrimmage versus Keystone, and we had a scrimmage versus Susquehanna. So while this was the first game that really mattered on the website and in the record books, it didn't feel like my first start, if that makes sense. But it felt good to get the win under the belt. Team came out against a good Ohio football team in Wittenberg University, and we played well in all three phases of the ball. And it was a really exciting day for this team. Coach Fitzpatrick's first win, and obviously my first win as a starting quarterback at SUNY Cortland.
And you showed off your dual threat ability. You know, you had a rushing touchdown as well as your great passing game. So how much pride do you take in that part of your game, you know, being able to attack on both fronts?
Yeah, so it's funny because coming out of high school, I was never really a dual threat guy. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, if you ask my high school coaches, Coach Stumpton, Coach Watkins, I didn't run the ball at all. And coming into college, I was a little undersized, and I realized that if I stand in the pocket and get hit every play, I'm going to get hurt. So awareness-wise, I think that's grown over the last couple of years, and I was able to showcase it a little bit this weekend. A little too much, I think. I wish I would have stayed in the pocket a little more. But, you know, I take pride in it because when the defense tells me to run, it's an advantage, but I would like to be more of a pocket passer. And just having the opportunity to make plays with my feet and my arm, I think, you know, in the run game and in the pass game, it gives us an advantage, and I think it's going to help us throughout the season.
You finished 20 of 29 through the air, 233 yards and a couple of scores, and then, of course, the rushing touchdown that Dan brought up. How would you evaluate your performance?
You know, I was excited and happy with how I played, but I think that coming out of halftime, we were up 24-7, and, like, football is a 60-minute game. And on my part of things, I did not play a full 60-minute game. We came out in the third quarter, and we had three straight three and outs, and I really wasn't happy with that. So, yeah, we put the ball in the end zone, but we were fortunate enough to have great opportunities because our special teams play. Liam Casey had a great punt, and Dennis DeBellis, our long snapper, ran down the field, and luckily their returner muffed the punt and gave us good field position. And another one, like our defense, just getting turnovers and forcing three and outs and putting the offense in good situations. So I was happy with how we played, but like I had an intentional grounding here and there was things left on the field that I knew that I could have been better at. And it's always a good thing when you walk out of a win 38-16 and it's like, damn, I missed that and I missed this, you know, but you still won the game. So to take away things from a win is always a good thing. So I think we played well, but we left a lot on the table and we're going to continue to improve.
You know, you bring up the three and outs, and I was just chatting with Devin Smith here earlier in the week, and it was something that we kind of brought up is how the defense really allowed you guys to get back out there on the field. I mean, that must have just been a good feeling for you guys, knowing that they were doing their job so well and so successfully to give you opportunities to go back out there and do your thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, teams don't know this yet, but we have a dominant defense. We showed it in week one, and we're going to continue to show it all season. Coach Morgan's got a great scheme back there, and we've got a lot of talented players on the back end, a lot of veterans coming back for the fifth year, Stone Murray, Paul Impiel, Devin Smith. I mean, those guys are leaders, and they're going to help us on the offensive side of the ball, which is a little younger, still a talented offensive side, but with them playing so good and putting us in great situations, we're going to be a good football team, and they're going to be a big part of that. And you saw how they played against Wittenberg. They're going to do that all year. And it's really exciting being a quarterback because you know you're going to get a lot of opportunities. Time of possession, 40 minutes to 20 minutes. And that's a credit to the defense making so many stops. The offense, we had some good drives and we moved the ball. But the defense, three and out, turnover. I mean, as a quarterback on the sideline, you can't ask for much more. So I'm excited to continue to watch them play all year. And we got some ballers out there on the defensive side of the ball for sure.
And a big turning point in that week one game was a second quarter touchdown on fourth down. So what does that mean to you that Coach Fitzpatrick has that kind of confidence in you to go for it on fourth down in a, you know, only a 3-point game?
You know, it's something that over film study and just creating that connection with Coach Fitz, when we failed on third down the previous play, I had a feeling that he was going for it because we were in four down territory. It was fourth and nine and he called a vertical play. And I was really excited that was the play he called because of the look they were giving us on defense. And they took away the number one option with number four, J.J. Lapp, who had a hell of a game. And as I surveyed the options, Jake Cusig, it was his first offensive play of the game. He came in a four wide receiver set, and he took advantage of the opportunity, broke across the middle, and having Coach Fitz trust the offense like that is a good feeling as a quarterback and as the offense in general, knowing that, hey, our coach isn't afraid to take risks. You know, Coach Fitz is a gambler, but he's gonna put the team in the right situation to make plays. And in that moment, that's what he did. And us as players, we made the play. So, you know, it's exciting to know that your coach has your back like that and to be able to go out there and make those plays for him.
Bree Sagala with us here on BTL from the SUNY Cortland football team, the Empire 8's co-offensive player of the week, as C-State gets a nice 38-16 win to begin the season out in Wittenberg. All right, got to ask the hard-hitting questions to you now. What's it like having your brother on the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, I saw this one coming for sure. you know, it's pretty cool because not many people can say that they played with their brother and now are playing under their brother. And I mean, me and my brother have a really close relationship, and being able to take pointers from him, because he was obviously a record-breaking quarterback here at Cortland, and he teaches me some things, and I take after him, I think. And, you know, he was a hell of a ball player, and he's been a hell of a coach, and having him out there is really awesome. So I know my parents are loving it, and my grandparents. But, you know, having him as a coach is awesome. I honestly, I couldn't ask for anything more. It's pretty sweet.
So how much better has that made you, you know, having, you know, been able to look up to him as a quarterback and now as a coach?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was with him for 2 years on the football team here, and now he's coaching. So 3 years of just being together almost every day on the football field, and kind of him learning from me and me learning from him, because me and him always talk, and we always joke that I'm the smarter one, but he was the more talented one, and we'll always go back and forth with that. But having him out on the field is like you don't have a relationship with anyone than you do your own brother. So having him being able there, whether it's mentally or just little things in the quarterback footwork and the quarterback game plan, or just like the mentality of a quarterback, like the subtle reminders that he gives me, and he's kind of let me do my own thing. But like, he's always there, and you can tell. And like, when I need him, he's there like a brother would be, and just as a coach would be. And he definitely assists me in helping me thrive. And how I played week one is a tribute to Coach Fitz, obviously, working with him, and obviously my brother as well, my coach now. So it's pretty cool to have him out there.
I can only imagine, but I tell you what, Breeze, you're being too nice here. This is your one time to like smack talk your brother and like throw him under the bus on the radio. And I mean, you mentioned that you're the smarter one. So, I mean, when it comes to, there's got to be some rivalry between you two when it comes to like something out there, right?
You know, Nick, I mean, I guess maybe my freshman and sophomore year, there was a little rivalry when he was playing and I'd like to bust the chops. But, I, you know, there's not much of one. I think we've grown. And to me, I don't look at like breaking his records or trying to outperform him. Like, to me, I just want to win. That's all that matters. I mean, we've come so close the last 2 years. And like, at the end of the day, like, as long as Cortland has a higher score on the scoreboard, I can throw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. I could throw for 100 yards and 5 interceptions. Ideally, I wouldn't want to do that. But if we're winning the football games, that's all that matters to me. So there's nothing like, there's no beef between me and my brother trying to beat his things or throw him under the bus. I mean, he's done a great job, and I only have good things to say about my brother, or my mom would kill me.
That is the best answer you could possibly have. Very well said. We're chatting with Bree Sagala here on BTL, quarterback for the SUNY Cortland football team. You know, I'm curious, you know, one more question about you and your brother, like what it was like growing up, like, you know, having that football sort of mindset and everything like that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because like people here in Cortland know, but both my parents are actually hearing impaired. So, and me and my brother don't stop talking. So you got two parents that don't really talk much and are deaf, and two football players that don't stop talking. So it's an interesting dynamic. And my brother was the purebred quarterback through my father. He loved football. I never really was crazy about football. I played it, but it was just like, you know, it's an activity for me until my senior year of high school when it really ramped up. But he was the reason I wanted to play football again. I actually quit my freshman year of high school to play soccer. And then I saw my brother out there on Friday Night Lights doing his thing. So I think that was the defining moment for me, like the quarterback mindset and mentality, was seeing what my brother did on Friday Night Lights as a senior in high school when I was a freshman. And then I was playing soccer and I was like, you know what? No, I want to do that. So that was probably the defining moment for me, and like the quarterback mindset, when it really triggered in me, is like, this is what I want to do and I know I can do it. So, but growing up wise, I was always a running back running around, making plays with my feet. And he was always a quarterback. So it was never, I never, I guess, looked at it that way. But if there was a moment that changed my viewpoint, I would say it was when he was a senior in high school and I was a freshman, and I was just watching him do his thing.
Were you able to take anything from your little soccer experience that that you were able to take and improve your quarterback game?
You know, I think that I got a little bit quicker feet in soccer. I mean, there was soccer's such a totally different game, and it's such a great game. But, I mean, for me, it was an activity at the time, and I just did it for fun because I didn't really know what I wanted to do as a freshman in high school. But definitely if I had to look back at it and take something from it, it was that, like, you got to be quick with the ball and you got to be quick with your feet, and there's things that correlate from every sport. And in soccer, I guess that's what I would say I learned from it.
Breeze, we'll let you run here in just a couple of minutes. I do need to ask, you know, the NFL obviously kicks off tonight with Cowboys Bucks, and I don't know if you've got a favorite team out there or whatever, but I mean, who do you got? Who is your go-to when it comes to reaching the Super Bowl and hoisting the Lombardi Trophy this year?
Oh, man. So, I mean, Nick, can you take a guess who my favorite team is if my name's Breeze?
I would have a feeling that's who it is, you know, right? But,
I'm definitely a Saints fan. But tonight's game, I would have to go with Tampa Bay. First of all, you can't bet against Brady. They're in Tampa. And I just don't think that Dallas' defense matches up with the weapons that Tampa Bay has. As well as Dallas can score, Tampa can score too. So, and I think that they obviously had the veterans from last year's Super Bowl win. So I'm taking Tampa tonight. And to win the Super Bowl, my buddies at home would be happy with this. I'm from Rochester, and I'm not a Bills fan. But if I had to take a team to win the Super Bowl this year, I'd go with the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen's a baller, and they can make some plays over there in Western New York.
Breeze, you are my favorite Sagala brother when it comes to quarterbacks up at SUNY Cortland. Just throwing that out there now after that answer, because I'm a massive Bills fan. No, just all kidding aside, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Really appreciate it. You had a great start to the season, and we hope that you keep going out there and doing your thing, especially this weekend against TCNJ, okay?
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.